Right, get gym-toned body like David Beckham's, find love, and stop listening to Chumbawamba. Oh, sorry, though, I was just refining my New Year's resolutions. But the question is it really worth it? Because apparently only 1 in 10 of us will ever stick to them. Surely we can do better than that. Surely. Time to find out. Have you ever had a New Year's resolution?
Have I had one? Yeah. Yes, I have.
And what was it, and did you stick to it?
I can't remember, actually. I don't remember whether I stuck to it.
Do you not do them anymore?
No.
Never? So nothing for this year?
No.
Because you know that you're never going to stick to it?
That's probably true.
Weak-willed.
I know,
an
it's so
an embarrassment to the
I
nation.
I know, it's a whole embarrassment.
Apologise to the nation now, please.
I'm so sorry.
There you go. Excuse me, is your resolution to keep fit, by any chance? Is it not your resolution to keep fit, no?
Got a lunch hour to try and buy us out for tonight.
Oh, right, okay. Well, it's worth considering as a resolution. Lots of people do.
I always start with good intentions, not drinking and things like that, and then can never stick to it.
For many of us, New Year resolutions are all about improving our relationships, or more to the point, finding one in the first place. So, Joe, there are plenty of souls out there looking for love at this time of year, and it's their resolve to do something about it. So what do we do?
One of them is to take advantage of all opportunities. I think some people think, you know, if there isn't a party or there isn't a club or there isn't a bar to go to, I can't meet somebody. Give yourself some sort of, you know, reasonable target that says, okay, I'm going to join an online dating agency, I'm going to go to a singles event, I'm going to go to that event that doesn't look at all promising.
Okay, but what about the really tricky bit, which is, you know, you've seen someone in the club, you've got your hair cut, you're going in for the manoeuvre, what do we do? You know, that moment of dialogue.
Often people do find that very difficult, that opening conversation. Actually, for a guy to a woman, the best opener is, can I get you a drink? The thing to do is not do it left field, not do it when she hasn't seen you. Get a bit of eye contact going, get a smile going, then make your approach.
Well, in that case then, Joe, do you fancy a coffee?
Let's go.
Great, let's go. Brilliant. It works. Well, whatever your dating tactics may be, recent research from the University of Hartford says the best way to achieve your resolves is to set yourself very definite goals and to tell as many people as possible about your aims. So, I want to lose 2 inches off the waist and tone up my glutes. I'm feeling slightly better already. Dieting is, of course, a very popular resolve. But how come we always end up feeling so disappointed by the results?
One of the big problems with weight loss is it takes a lot of time to actually lose a significant amount of weight. So anything that claims to drop you a dress size in 2 weeks, just to abandon that. It's going to be expensive. It's not going to work long term.
So, Catherine, do you think that actually setting yourself a diet mission as a New Year's resolution is a good thing or a bad thing?
On the whole, I'd have to say it's a bad thing because you're almost setting yourself up to fail. It's cold, it's miserable outside sometimes, you know, people want warming foods which tend to be the stodgy type of food. And once you've broken your expected diet, then you just lose confidence completely.
It's also advisable when choosing your resolutions to go for something new or approach an old problem in a new way. I'm certainly going to be taking more care of my figure. This is Christian Digby in central London reporting for BBC News. About to break his resolution in record time.